This is Radio Kate. Probably sick of my voice by now, but this is the February challenge and I need to get up to date. And today's February boo is, what is your favourite film and why? I kind of hate questions like this because I think you'll probably judge me, because if I say the wrong thing and it's not cool, then you'll be like, oh, I thought Kate was so cool, but actually she likes really rubbish films. To be fair, you probably didn't think I was that cool in the first place, but just in case. Anyway, I can't really choose one favourite film, so I'm going to be greedy. I'm going to have three favourite films, and they are Little Miss Sunshine, because it is just light-hearted but cleverly funny, and it makes me laugh. The bit where they cannot stop the horn from beeping, it's just a stupid thing, but it goes on, and I can't help but giggle. And I guess I kind of giggle more than I should because I know that it's just a very simple joke and therefore I shouldn't find it that funny. So I have that kind of nervous giggle going on as well, because I'm sure nobody else thinks it's as funny as I do and I should be cooler than just to laugh at it. And then that makes me laugh more and more. And I love it. It's a great film. The other films are The Thomas Crown Affair, and it's the remake that I like. I do own the other one and I haven't watched it properly through, but I fell in love with the Pierce Brosnan version, and I like the film because it has cleverness in it. Clever slyness. And I think that Thomas Crown he's just kind of really smooth. And he takes everything in his stride and is always one step ahead. I just kind of like that. Plus, the music's great. So, yes, very much like that film. It's a clever slyness. And my final film is one that you probably haven't seen and may not have even heard of, and it is called Gattaca. And I watched this film before I went to university to study genetics, because I was really into genetic stuff. And I just thought it was a really, really fascinating film and really cleverly done. It's all about, it's set in the future, and any child that is born naturally, you know, as they are today, is pretty much automatically in an underclass, because in the future, everybody has, you know, designer babies. They've chosen all of the genes that make them perfect to be a sports star or a, you know, an athlete or a brain box or whatever. So the parents choose the characteristics for their children and they are born like that. And because they are born perfect, they get all the good jobs. And anybody, they're called invalids. Invalids, if you don't have the perfect makeup, because, you know, there might be a chance that you could have heart disease. Whereas if you had been, you know, made as a test tube baby, then they would have ensured that they only picked out the genes that are for a good heart, a strong, healthy heart. And it's a story about a chap who is an invalid, and he really, really wants to go to space. And it was only recently when I watched this again, I was like, oh my goodness, yes, he wants to go to space as well. Like, I watched it because I loved the genetics element of it the first time around, and when I saw it again, I was like, oh, I completely forgot. It's all about his desire to get in space, and he's an underdog because, well, you know, he just works as a cleaner in the space place, you know. And so what he does is finds there's a black market kind of selling identities of people who, although they were designed to be perfect, they have, for some reason, had an accident or an injury that means that they are no longer able to do whatever it was they were originally designed to do. So there's a guy who was a swimmer, you know, an award-winning swimmer, has all these medals and things, and he was hit by a car, which meant that his career was over because he couldn't swim anymore. And so in order to live, he teams up with this invalid and gives him his identity, and the invalid, keeps him and gives him a house and food and all that kind of thing. So every day they have to swap, like, you know, they have to have, like, blood samples, and, you know, the invalid is not allowed to leave any evidence of him being around anywhere, because then he'll get found out. And it's this whole story about him trying to get to space. And it's really cool. And again, beautiful music by Michael Nyman. Very moving, very lovely music. And I just think it's a wonderful film. And when I was younger, and I will admit this now, this is stupid, but I didn't have any idea if Gattaca was supposed to mean something clever. And I didn't like to admit that I wasn't sure if it meant something. And I didn't find it in the dictionary, and I was like, okay. And I'm so stupid. The answer was always staring me in the face. It was only when I was at university writing out, you know, some genetic code sequence for some homework I was doing, that I realised, of course, it's G-A-T-T-A-C-A. Well, what are the bases? G-A-T-C. So it's just a combination of bases that you get in DNA, and it doesn't mean anything, as far as I know. But it's a great film. So those are my top three: Little Miss Sunshine, Thomas Crown Affair remake with Pierce Brosnan, and Gattaca. And you should see them all because they're brilliant. And I don't care if you don't think I'm cool. Nah.